This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only, and not those of Free FM.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. I want to talk to you about the consideration that there must be a better way. We go through our lives working progressively, endeavoring, and still falling behind, still being clubbed by the laws of nature, still being hindered by the influences of society, the unseen forces in our life. And we come to the point where we go, well, there must be a better way. And to find that better way, we consult those around us. What do you know? What do you know? What have you experienced? Where have you been? What have you heard? Everybody trying to interact. We have that searching on the net all the time. What's going on over here? What do they say about that? What's the latest? Latest knowledge, latest technology, latest developments, latest news, latest smut. And it's all in quest of finding a better way. Well, what is a better way? Will you know it if you hear it? Have you been properly educated? Have you done the research about what is important versus what is superficial? Are you looking in the right place? But most of all, I repeat, are you able to recognize it when you see it, or when you hear it, or when you find it? Most people are not. They don't understand why life is what it is. Now, the Vedic literature says this is what is important about the human form of life, because you can figure out why. You have to figure out, first of all, who are you? What are you? How did you get here? Where do you go at death? And why is this all happening? So these are intelligent questions. Searching on the internet for, you know, the latest news and this and that, it's just someone else's speculation. It's just someone else's opinion. It's just someone's recollection of the events. But none of this actually helps, because if you find yourself in one of those events, the circumstances and conditions will be different. So the knowledge you got isn't really all that helpful. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not. But it still doesn't solve the next problem. So the Vedic literature says the human is supposed to be intelligent enough to put a solution, an end to the problems of life. Okay? Actually stop the problems. You know, it's the old story, you find some water on the floor. Well, you can mop it up. But the smart person goes, where did it come from? And finds the source. Oh, I have a leaking pipe, and fix the pipe. So we can't go around mopping up the problems in our life and expect there to be a change. We have to find the source of the problem and correct that. This is what the human form of life is about. The advanced intelligence, the hands, the opportunity, the contemplative ability, the analytical understanding, the levels of education. All of this is to tool you up so that you can find the pipe that's leaking, not sop up the water. So instead of going around putting out fires in your life, you're supposed to be going around making solutions to your life, answering the hard questions, putting things in proper perspective relative to those answers, and acting accordingly. Now, the Vedic literature describes it as empowerment. When you actually understand, you are empowered to be able to help others. One of the verses in the Bhagavad Gita says that one should approach a spiritual master because he has seen the truth. He is a realized being, so he can impart that truth to you. He is empowered. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, is described as an empowered representative of the Lord who does not deviate in delivering the message from the Lord. And the same thing is true for you. If you are asked to give an answer, give directions, just asked to give directions, it's expected that you're not going to lie. You don't say, oh, this is an opportunity to lie and put this guy in the poo. No. you go, okay, let me explain it. Okay, how can I explain it clearly so the guy doesn't get lost again? And the man's standing there, his heart is open, his mind is open, please give me directions, and he takes what you say as the truth. And he follows those directions, and what do you know? He gets to the place he was looking for. So this is what the human interaction is supposed to be. We're supposed to be committed to the truth and interact in such a way that we learn. So the reality is you should approach a bona fide spiritual master who is empowered by the Lord to deliver the messages of life, such that you don't get lost again. Authorities that we lean on now, they are not responsible authorities. I have experience with companies, banks, organizations, institutions, and known lots and lots of people. All the people, top five people, or the six or eight people that are always on the calendar, or, well, I know everyone. And then you go back, and after like 5 years, they're all changed. They're not responsible. The people that you worked with, they know who you are. They helped you with the circumstances. They were on your side, helping you achieve your goals, your responsibilities. No problem. But you go back because you have a new problem that hasn't popped up for a long time. They don't know any of the history. They may start again. But you don't have the confidence in the person. You don't have the confidence in their skill level. Because it turns over. It changes. So we're going through life dependent upon relatives, friends, associates. It starts at teachers. Parents, teachers. And moves up to associates, business associates. Then we go onto the internet. Oh, Google will answer the question, what does dog mean? And you get all these different so-called authorities, but they change. They are not empowered. They are the people at the desk. They are those hired to give as good an answer as they can, but you get some right, you get some wrong, never mind. But that doesn't help for life. In life, we need to have always the correct answer, because you don't get to go back. You can't reclaim lost time. It's difficult to fix a problem that got created or that you inadvertently created. You can say something and offend someone. It's very hard to get that fixed. You have to be very humble and go back and say, I found out what I said to you was not true. I apologize for that. Please excuse me. I found the correct answer, and this is the correct answer, to earn their respect again. But we have a society that doesn't do that. It doesn't admit its mistakes anymore. It's called denial. And the society is absolutely plagued with denial, because that's what's being propagated on the television. All of the movies, all of the sitcoms, all of the interviewers, all of the politicians, all of the so-called authorities, they always deny any responsibility when things go wrong. Oh, they're up there, big shot, talking it up, telling you what this, telling you that, telling you the other thing. But as soon as something goes wrong, I didn't do it. In denial that they have any responsibility. Human form of life is the responsible life. Animal life, it's not responsible. You can't make a horse or a cow fix the fence they messed up. They won't be responsible. You can't make a dog responsible. It vomited on the floor, you make the dog responsible. You can't do it. But the human form of life, you are responsible, and you should be held responsible, and you should practice being responsible, and you should learn how to take responsibility and apologize or correct it or improve it or re-inform someone, get the thing set back on the balance of truthfulness. So the better way is to go back to basics, morals, principles, values, and proper identity. This is a big one from the Vedic literature point of view. We need to know who and what we actually are, so that we're basing our decisions, basing our perspective, basing our quest of life on a factual foundation. The principal problem in the human society, according to the Vedic literature, is that everyone thinks they are the body. We've covered this endlessly on our program. We are the conscious living entities energizing the body. But the body is a temporary vehicle. Nobody can make their body live forever. Nobody. There isn't anybody who's been here forever. There isn't anybody achieving living forever now. In the past, in the now, in the future, it isn't possible because the body is made out of inferior substance called matter. And you, the conscious living entity, the consciousness energizing the body, you are made out of a different substance, spirit, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit. The Supreme Spirit is eternal, and you, as a part and parcel spirit, you are eternal. So you go on after the body stops. Again and again and again and again. The cycle of birth and death. This is what Vedic literature is focusing on. Teaching you how to stop the cycle of birth and death in temporary bodies and reestablish yourself in eternal consciousness in an eternal spiritual body. And putting aside the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease, stopping the cycle of rebirth. Now, in society, the denial has reached into this category too. They're denying that you will be held responsible for your actions. They're denying you will take another birth where you receive the results of what you have done. They're denying that you will be held accountable by higher authority for the things you do, both good and bad. The denying tendency stretches right into misusing your lifespan and taking no responsibility for what you've done and thinking that it won't matter. And nothing could be further from the truth. So this denying tendency is very dangerous. And if you have it, you have to work at giving it up, taking responsibility. That's the better way. You can actually solve the questions of life and empower yourself and others with knowledge if you stop the denial, work on, focus on, live by the truth. That is the normal human condition. Just like we look back in the past and we see how people didn't have chemicals in their food. People weren't bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies. They were less taxed. Less harassed. So they looked at these higher questions. They had a ability to focus and concentrate because they weren't being harassed by these influences. Similarly, in the past, everyone tried to become divine. We weren't cavemen. What a childish understanding that is. What a childish mismatch of science that is to make everybody think we came from the cavemen or we came from the monkey. There is no record of a monkey ever giving birth to a human. Such complete nonsense is being broadcast as the way it is, the real history, the way you should think of it. No, 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 no. The living entity is eternal and he takes a temporary body to learn. The human form of life is the quest for knowledge and understanding to the point you relieve yourself from the cycle of birth and death and you enter into selfless service to God constantly. The higher plane, the positive alternative, the better way. This is what life actually is. Human life is that opportunity. All the other lower species, they're trying to get to the human life. Would they get this opportunity? You've come to the human life and you're wasting the opportunity on television and internet and the phone in your hand and the crap on the television, the nonsense in society, working a job, paying debt, falling into debt, never having enough money, never having enough freedom, poor quality food and nutrition, contamination of the mind and the body by chemicals and EMF influences, all limiting you or restricting you or distracting you from why you were working so hard to get this human form of life. So the Vedic literature is the wake-up call. Hold it. Dear sir, remember, you worked very hard for many, many lives to get a human form of life. Now you have it. Now don't waste it on trivia. Don't waste it on nonsense. Don't waste it trying to make other people think you're smart because you can repeat information you remember. take the quest to understand, why are you here? How did you get here? Where are you going at death? What is your duty in life? What is the ultimate goal of life? The Vedic literature says the ultimate goal is to come to the platform where you become selfless. Your life is an experience of sacrifice for the satisfaction of God's plan. You are an eternal servant of God. You are an eternal living entity. God is an eternal living entity. The relationship is already there. He is supreme. You are the servant. You're an eternal servant. What is his plan? Dovetail with that plan. Render some service. Usually help others to come to the same realization. That's properly engaged. Sacrifice the time you could be playing or enjoying or distracted or doing stupid things, and take the opportunity to dovetail your vibration rate with the highest vibration rate of spiritual consciousness, the spiritual perspective of life. That's reality. The material perspective of life, that's temporary and it's illusory. It causes you to be distracted from your quest. We've all worked very hard to get the human form of life. It's not given. It's earned. You don't get a really good silver spoon birth and life by wanting it. You get it by earning it. People that have nothing and are handicapped earned it. Believe it or not. They didn't work. They didn't try. They didn't care. They hassled others. They created problems. They abused people. They took, stole. All of the negative concepts to try to get ahead, and it didn't work. In their next life, they became unfortunate. So if you are fortunate, and you have a good body, and you have a good birth, and you have a good society, you have a few dollars, you have a good education, you have good opportunity, don't misuse it on the distractions that don't matter, that don't help your life. Coming to the higher consciousness that you have a duty is the better way. To realize your duty and act on it. I heard a thing, that, you know, you've heard the saying, you know, knowledge is power. And I heard someone saying the other day, knowledge is not power. It's the use of the knowledge that's power. So how do you use your knowledge? To surf the net? To talk crap? To try to influence other people to do what you are doing so you don't feel alone doing something stupid? You should be using your knowledge to recognize, how do I stop the cycle of birth and death? How do I learn the Lord's plan, to dovetail with the Lord's plan, to reach the higher consciousness, to engage in spiritual activities, to link to the spiritual potencies? As opposed to just being another wandering flip-flop person through the material mire. Because that's what's happening. Why do you want a better way? Because the material world is kicking you, hindering you, confusing you, frustrating you, making you angry. Move to the spiritual platform. Change your consciousness. Change your values. Change your point of view. Inquire from a bona fide spiritual master who knows the truth and can impart that truth to you. And you can learn the answers to all of the serious questions of life. You can go ask everybody you know, but they won't know the answer. And you know that in yourself, because that's why you don't go ask them. He's any smarter than I am. Well, that person doesn't know anything. Oh, they're just crazy. Oh, I don't like them. None of them are realized souls. None of them are empowered by God to give knowledge and information. But the empowered spiritual beings are here. But you have to seek them out. If you know they're here, that's step one. Then you try to find one, that's step two. When you finally find one, humbly ask, what is the right path? What is the right goal? What is the right point of view for one in the human form of life? You will be imparted with knowledge. Then, how you use that knowledge is power. Are you going to change your ways? Are you going to stop the things that you see aren't good for you when you actually understand the goal, the duty of life? Are you going to control your mind and your senses? Are you going to give up your bad habits? Are you going to reach the higher goal? Are you going to control yourself? Are you going to take responsibility? Everybody sees that the person who won't take responsibility and lies and cheats gets through. No, he doesn't. He temporarily gets relief from the responsibility and the clarification, punishment, improvement, whatever it is to make him come to his senses. He skips it. But in his next life, he's what's known as unfortunate. And we see more and more and more of the humans falling into the category of unfortunate, because in their previous lives they didn't take the opportunity to be responsible. Don't copy their mistake. You have to inquire, find a spiritual master, read the Vedic literature, take the opportunity to make your life better, make your life perfect, and you will be empowered, you'll be entrusted, you'll be instructed. What is your duty? And your duty is to help others become aware. Because that's God's wish. Let me take these people out of this suffering, frustration, anger, anxiety. Let me take them out. You have free will. He doesn't force you. He doesn't pull you. He doesn't make you. You have to choose. And you have to teach others how to choose, what to choose, why to choose. So accept a bona fide spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Read the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Learn the spiritual master's point of view. Inquire. Read the book. Go back and research the points that you wanted to have clarified. Meet His disciples. Inquire from them. Uplift yourself. Realize your duty. Realize your divinity. And then help. Your needs will be taken care of when you help. Like a doctor. Doctors don't get sick. Why? They're around sick people all the time. Why don't they get sick? Because they're protected by the divine. Because they're selflessly trying to help do God's work. Free the people from the sufferings, anxieties, and illusions. So become an active servant, helping others free themselves. But first, free yourself. Read the Vedic literature. Approach the spiritual master. Inquire from him. Learn the answers. Take that empowerment, that knowledge, and act on it. And you help others, and they become empowered too. And they empower others. And we get on a positive cycle of empowerment as opposed to a negative cycle of denial. So stay away from the television set. Stay away from those people that are selfish, selfish, selfish. Stay away from liars. Stay away from thieves. Associate with the innocent, the pure, the good people, those who have recognized life is actually a spiritual quest. And work with them as part of your quest to realize your divinity, realize your duty in life, realize the higher goals of life, to become God's servant constantly, work within His plan, do God's work. This is the plan. This is the duty of the intelligent, of those in the human form of life.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.